So with the Preston County News and Journal, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, good. So I understand that you are going to be, I'm sorry, I'm like in the middle of looking things. You're going to be participating in the Wounded Warrior trials in Texas, is that correct?
That we call them the Warrior Games,
okay.
But it's the Warrior Army Trials. Yeah, yeah, Warrior Games.
Okay. Can you tell me, Tiffany, a little bit about your story of how you became involved with the Warrior Games, and what is your story? Because I understand you're still active in the Army. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm still active duty in the Army. I've been in for 13 years. I've been on 3 deployments, had recently come back from 1 deployment, and while crossing the street to go to the gym, somebody not paying attention to their driving hit me with their truck.
Cool.
Yes.
Is this stateside?
Yeah, this was stateside, yeah.
Okay.
So I ended up in what they call Warrior Transition Unit. That's basically a convalescent unit within the Army. They help soldiers get better so they can either return to duty or transfer out of the military. And I wound up there, started my physical therapy there, got interested in the cycling program there, and wound up competing in cycling and all the other events that I'll be in.
Okay, and where was this when this happened? Where were you stationed at?
I was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas.
And can you tell me approximately when this happened?
It was the end of August 2014.
Okay. Now, I understand, was it your legs, or one leg, or two legs, or...
It's my right leg. My hip was fractured, and my tibia right below the knee. So I lost some of the movement in my knee, and I needed a total hip replacement, and I have arthritis.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do in the Army? I mean, what is your before you were
injured,
before you were hit by the truck? What was your what is your rank, and what did you do while you were deployed?
Okay, I'm a staff sergeant, and I'm a military intelligence systems maintainer.
That's military intelligence system what?
Maintainer. Yeah, I fix the electronic systems for the military intelligence corps.
Okay.
Yeah, and beyond that, I really can't say much because it's MI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And were you stationed, how many different places have you been stationed?
Korea, Fort Drum, Germany, Fort Hood, and Fort Sam Houston. So 5.
Okay, and you were deployed to Afghanistan, I'm assuming.
I've been deployed to Iraq twice and Afghanistan once.
Okay, and now... What do these trials mean to you? I mean, how long have you been training for them, and what is all this going to mean to you to be able to participate in this?
I've been training for about 6 months, although I've been hand cycling for a year now.
Okay.
But the games... they're basically a chance to prove that we're not really broken, that, you know, despite our handicaps, and I prefer the word handicapped to disabled, despite our handicaps, that we're still able to get out there and do stuff and compete.
Okay. In addition to the cycling, what else are you going to be competing in?
I also compete in seated shot put and discus and air rifles.
And let's see, you're from Preston County. You were born and raised in Brewston.
Yes.
Is that my understanding?
Yes.
When did you I understand you went to University High. When did you graduate from the university?
I graduated from University High in 1995.
Okay. So you're what, 21?
38.
What am I thinking? 1995. I'm thinking that's when my daughter was born. And so you've made a career, I'm assuming, I'm here, of being in the military. Is that correct?
That's correct. I've been in 13 years. I'm still active duty because I want to finish my 20 years. So we're trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to stay in or not.
What made you decide on the military?
I decided on the military. I started thinking about it on 9/11. And then when the Iraq War started, I saw the women flying the Kiowa helicopters. And I was like, I can do something like that.
What did you do before you entered the military?
I worked at my father's business in Preston County. It's a farm equipment dealership there. And I was a student at West Virginia University in agricultural education.
Okay, what's your dad's business?
Rick's Road Equipment.
Is he still in business?
Yes, he's still in business.
He's still in business. Okay. Are you planning on, after your 20 years, if you can finish your time in the military, are you to come back to the area, or are you going to stay?
I'll probably be going to the Arizona, to Arizona area. Due to the weather, I've got a lot of metal in my body now, so the cold West Virginia winters aren't really suitable for me.
I understand that. I just had a knee replacement. Trust me, this 30-degree temperature is not good.
I just had a hip replacement right before Christmas.
Yeah, that's when I had my knee replaced, so I hope you're recovering well.
I seem to be.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Do you have any family or anything, husband or children or anything? Are you single or single mother?
I have a husband. His name is Mario Rodriguez.
Okay.
And I have no children.
All right. Okay, what do you want the people of Preston County to know about you, or to kind of reacquaint them with you, since you've been gone so long, and what would you like them to take away from this experience that you're having?
That growing up in West Virginia, I became resilient. It's something I think if we dig down deep in all of us, we'll find out we're pretty dang tough.
Okay. Now, these are warrior games. and you're going to try to get on the Army team, correct?
Yes.
Or,
yes.
And when would, since these are trials, correct?
Yes, these are trials.
Mm-hmm. And if you would make the U.S. Army team, then where would you go from there and when?
I would compete in the Department of Defense Warrior Games, which are going to be held at West Point in New York. So I would be selected for the team to go there and compete there.
Okay. Do you know when they're being held?
Actually, let me ask one of the people here real quick. What? When are the games? June? June. Yes, they're being held in June. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? How do you think you're going to finish? I mean, you've been training for 6 months, but I mean, this happened back in 2014, so you've kind of have been training, but not training. So, how do you think you're going to finish, or how do you would like to finish? And do you know how many people are going to be in your particular sport?
Well, in hand cycling, I know that I'm one of the few female hand cyclers in the world, so I figure I'm going to finish pretty good there.
Yeah.
But seated shot put and discus, I'll probably do fairly well in that one. I don't know about air rifles. They got a lot of people shooting.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a popular one.
Yeah, that's a popular one.
Okay. So what do you like most about this opportunity to compete? I know you had said that you want to show people that you guys aren't handicapped, that
yes.
you can do anything. But what else would you like to show them and let them know about Wounded Warriors?
Okay. I enjoy the camaraderie. We're all here with disabilities, handicaps, both physical and mental. And, you know, until the games start while we're here training, we're one family. And we're helping each other out. We're giving each other pointers. You know, when the game starts, you know, the competition starts. But in all truth and honesty, we're more competing with ourselves than each other.
Okay. All right. I think, Tiffany, that's all I have to ask you right now. Wish you the best. Wish you the best of luck.
All right.
You know, they said that they were going to send me some pictures.
Okay.
So, you know, go get it for Preston County. Get on that team.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
You have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.